What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Happy Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you guys are having an amazing day so far, having an amazing week. It's been a minute, so I wanted to make sure I'm being consistent as far as being putting this podcast out and making sure you guys are vibing with me. So welcome to Earnest with the T, another amazing episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share with others this podcast, and hopefully you guys love it as well. Today we're talking about, I wanted to get into a conversation about how do you show up? Because how do you show up with your friends? How do you show up with your loved ones? How do you show up with your family? You're at work, with your business, or any other thing. How do you show up? I had an issue with people not, for me, sometimes I feel like some people don't show up for me. Or I've had friends who tell me people don't show up for them. And I told myself, this needs to be a conversation that we all have. How do you show up for people? What do they mean to you? And showing up could be in so many different ways. You can be showing up with flowers, or just a conversation of a phone call away. And that can be showing up for them. Showing up could be, I'm on the next flight for you. Showing up with me, I may not have the money to do that. So I'm just going to give you a call and see how you're doing that day. But show up for y'all people. Show up and show them that, and show some love for them. I think sometimes we get into our own heads and start our own way of being so consumed with ourselves. Especially for me, I'm one of those people that I'm in my me era, my self-love era, and I've been in that era for a very, very long time, and I'm loving it. So how do I get out of that? But also, how do I show up for people in being in that era as well? And so that's something I need to dig deeper with myself and have a conversation within me to see how, making sure that I maintain that. I wanted to also get in the conversation about is showing up for people. Do you then forget about the things that you need and the things that you want? Because sometimes we do that. Sometimes we think we don't put ourselves first in those situations, and we show up for other people, and then the return is not the same. The return is not the same. We do that, and then next thing you know, we only cater to those particular people, and that's not right. So while putting yourself out there and showing up for people, maintaining your own sanity and the things that you love, and not forgetting and neglecting the things that you love, is always important. So yeah. So I wanted to just have that conversation with you guys, share that feedback with you guys. And also, outside of talking about self-love, exclusive. You heard it here first about Beyonce. You guys, you know, we've been waiting for those visuals for a very, very long time. From what I heard, Beyonce will be bringing out the exclusive next year, 2024. It will be a movie on Netflix, and it'll also star people like Britney Spears, Jamie Foxx, Kiki Palmer, and so many other celebrities will be a part of that. Cannot wait to see that. If you've guys seen the Renaissance tour, I didn't get a chance to see it. I was doing a wedding that weekend for one of my friends, Vanessa, who I truly love. So I didn't get a chance to be a part of the Renaissance tour, but I cannot wait for the movie. I see the clips all the time. So that is one of the exclusives that I have for you guys today. I definitely wanted to talk about that. And I also wanted to talk about, outside of self-love, outside of Beyonce, this Housewives situation. So another exclusive that I've heard, that Housewives will be looking at some major changes and a major shakeup next year. And the changes possibly will be three people that will still be moving on for the Sweet 16, season 16 of Housewives of Atlanta. And that would probably be Candy Burris, Kenya Moore, and Sheree Whitfield. And then they'll be adding three more new girls. How do you guys feel about the three that are staying on? I'm not sure about the three that are staying on, to be honest. I feel like they've run their courses, they've told their stories, and we're kind of recycling the same stories over and over and over. But that's just my opinion. I love all three women, but bring on some new stories. Give me something new. Give me some new feedback of what's going on outside of just the random same cycling. We know Candy's going to have another restaurant. She's going to have another business. We get that. Kenya's going to try to have another baby. We're going to see maybe the spa next year. Sheree is going to bring on another man. And we're probably going to see her Chateau Sheree. What else is going on? Give me something new. Enlighten me to want more and give more of, and want to actually tune into the show a little bit more. Are we going to tune in anyway? But at the same time, some fresh new faces would have been nice. Maybe all new fresh new faces probably would have been nice, in my opinion. So yeah, outside of that, it's just been, I just wanted to jump on and tell you guys about those three things, those three important things. This is definitely another short episode. Hopefully I will be having some guests soon, and you guys will be able to, we'll have some more conversations about that. But I just wanted to give you an update for what's going on this week and have this brief conversation with you guys. Make sure that you are following, liking all of my stuff. My IG is Ernte1984. My TikTok is Ernte84. And you can also go buy some jewelry, some accessories, some nice pieces for yourself as honestluxstore.com. It's honest_lux. It's the IG for it. It's honeststore.com. It's my website. I have my own small business. Support small, support black. And hopefully you guys are loving that stuff as well. So I just want to jump off and say, hopefully you guys have an amazing weekend. You guys will be hearing from me soon. Have some more things that's going on. Happy Labor Day weekend. Please be safe. Please have a good turn up for my, please have a good turn up for yourself and myself as well. And you know, just keep rocking with me. Subscribe, and continue supporting this channel. Love you guys. Be blessed.